Would you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Mark Boyer. I'm a commodity crop farmer from North Central Indiana, from Converse. I raise corn, beans, and wheat, and also have a side business. We manufacture, grow and manufacture cold press edible oils on our farm that go direct to retail. We also raise sunflowers and canola in rotation with our commodity crops. So that is my background.
And then you're currently working with Purdue with hemp. Tell me a little bit about that.
In this past growing season, I was able to secure a permit to grow for research industrial hemp on my farm. I grew 12 acres. I was able to do oil, hemp seed oil, which differs from CBD in that it's a culinary oil. It's extracted from a different part of the plant.
Through that process, what are some of the things that you've learned?
I've generally learned a lot of things that we shouldn't do and some things that didn't work, but this is all part of the process. Learned that industrial hemp's kind of a finicky crop in some ways and very, very durable in other ways. And a lot of things we learned along the way were a bit of a surprise. Learned that it does not like wet feet, and what I mean by that, does not like saturated soils. It doesn't fare very well in saturated soils. It seems to like high ground and very well drained soil.
And you mentioned some misconceptions and people wanting to lump this into medical marijuana. It's not the same thing. Kind of talk about that, and that you mentioned yourself, it could be another commodity for Indiana.
Now, hemp is cannabis, but it is not marijuana. Hemp is less than 0.3% THC, which is a very, very fractional amount of the psychoactive properties that's present in marijuana. However, it is cannabis. The comparison is made that a Chihuahua and a Great Dane are both dogs, but the fact beyond the fact that they're both dogs, the similarities in there. It's much the same with hemp and marijuana.
And you also mentioned Farm Bill. What type of verbiage is in there, and what could possibly be passed?
I have not read the draft of the Farm Bill myself. I'm still waiting to get my hands on a copy of that. It is very exciting, but from what I understand is hemp will be federally descheduled and essentially will be kicked back to each individual state department of agriculture to decide how to regulate it. So that's step one in kind of what we're waiting on. Step two will be a common sense bill through the state house, which if hemp is deregulated, that clears up a lot of the muddy water associated with it. So I'm looking forward to getting a federal bill and then getting a bill through the state house so we can get going in Indiana agriculture on this.
You mentioned the down farm economy and low crop prices or that side of things. Can you tell me a little bit about how hemp as a commodity would help that?
I believe essentially what hemp does for Indiana agriculture is add diversity to our cropping rotation. Now, it will not be a replacement for our commodity crops that we're very proud to raise and market here within our own state. I hear that a lot. And it's a little bit aggravating. This is not going to be a commodity crop replacement. This is simply will be something that will add diversity and another crop to our rotation here within our own state. Just the fact of how many people are in here kind of signals that with the recession in commodity prices, everybody is looking for other options, and myself included in that. So that's kind of how I ended up here, but there is a lot of interest simply because I think it's needed in agriculture, and I believe the people in here that farm for a living understand that we need diversity, further diversity here in Indiana.